Good afternoon. We're here at the second full day of Insight ETFs. Very busy conference, record-setting attendance, 2,300 reported signups attending. With me here now to help recap day two is Eric Irvin, CEO of Reality Shares. Eric, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe.
A lot happening out there, a lot of discussion here at the conference. What are some of the highlight takeaways you have from the event so far?
You know, this is the 10th year running in this conference, and it's just continued to grow, and it will continue to grow into the future. It's really kind of a symbol of the ETF industry as a whole, which as more and more individuals and investors and advisors learn about ETFs, that business is just going to continue to explode into the future.
Your firm, Reality Shares, came on the scene in 2014 with one of the more unique innovative products, winning an award as you guys were the most innovative issuer from ETF.com going back then. As you set forward, now you're maturing in the business. What are some of your goals for 2017 as you look forward?
As you mentioned, we're pretty proud of the types of funds that we launch in the business. We didn't want to be a Me Too firm, and we really wanted to find an answer to a need. And what we found the biggest need was really in that dividend space and kind of fixing that fixed income problem. You know, there's so many other alternatives out there that really aren't that much alternative, and they don't really offer that solution. But in the fixed income space, where people are looking to reduce risk and just produce consistent, stable returns with no, you know, interest rate exposure, there really wasn't an answer, and that's why we launched Divvy. And you'll continue to see more and more product education around that and around our other products, but it's really in the education set. It's not in the new product development.
There seems to be a lot of investors out there that want to have the best of both worlds, be able to have good quality growth names at the same time, earnings portfolio income. Your firm has some pretty interesting solutions there. Talk to us a little bit about your methodology and how you come up with these products and how you stand out and differentiate yourself in a market that's full of new ideas.
Yeah, so if you think about Reality Shares and that term reality, that's not, we don't take that lightly. We really believe that dividends are the answer and kind of that window into the health of a business. Dividends are real. You cannot fake a dividend, right? You can fake earnings. You can do all sorts of things with your income statement, but the dividends are true window into the health of the business, and the growth of that dividend in the future is really the kind of company that a person wants to own. So Ned Davis and many others have done research going back all the way into the 70s that proved out dividends and dividend paying stocks or dividend rising stocks grow faster than any other category. And that's what we want to own, but we wanted to really offer an institutional solution that could filter out which stocks were going to grow their dividends and which ones wouldn't.
So last question here. A year from now, we look back at what happened in the ETF landscape over last year. Looking at your crystal ball, what's one of the innovations you see coming? Where are people going to exploit the opportunities in the ETF space from your point of view?
It's in our opinion, it's alternatives, alternatives, alternatives. It's probably the most ripe asset class for positioning because there's really no, like I said, no good alternatives in the fixed income space and the very few alternatives in the total overall space in the ETFs. You know, there's only about 40 different alternative ETFs. There's 400 mutual funds that are alternative. So we think that alternative ETF is just, it's going to grow significantly. The fees are lower, the performance is there, and that's where we're going to see probably the biggest growth next.
Terrific. Thanks for your time, Eric.
Thank you.